You know, it sounds silly, but I actually enjoy watching one of my workstations here that has the screen running my book cover translation tasks, which I wrote the code for that. Well, I vibe coded the code for that over the weekend. And so, you know, we have 53,000 books that have been published at brightlearn.ai, and they're all free, and they're amazing, and they're all well-researched and cited, by the way. And I needed to start producing the Spanish translations of those books. And it turns out that with today's AI technology, producing the actual chapter text translation is easy. You just send the text to an AI engine and say, translate it into Spanish, and that's it, and it's done. But for the book cover, it's very, very difficult. So I already mentioned this in a previous podcast, but I wrote the code, and now it's doing all the Spanish covers. And it can only do like 100 a day or something like that. It's not blazing fast, but it's working. And when I look at that screen, I have a sense of actually doing something that matters for this world. As simple as that task is, it's like, you know what? I got a book. I translate it into Spanish, and I'm giving it away to Spanish speakers for free. I don't even know who they are, or wherever they are, all over the world, in Mexico or Ecuador or Peru or wherever, or Spain, I guess, or anywhere. That's because there's Spanish speakers everywhere. Wherever they are, they can have these books and they can look at the cover, and it's in Espanol, you know? And I'm like, of all the things that I do in the world, or that you do, or all the different activism that we are often engaged in, and how we're trying in good faith to make a difference in the world, these book covers are one thing that I can look at and say, done. That's done. Whereas a lot of other efforts, you know, a lot of efforts like trying to teach people about the supply chain of oil or helium or sulfur, everything having to do with the Middle East right now. You try to teach people about those kinds of things, and it's like talking to a brick wall sometimes, it seems. You probably know what I'm talking about because you've had these kinds of experiences with people too. You're like telling somebody about Austrian economics and they're like, I like money, you know, from Idiocracy. And like, oh my God, what kind of world do we live in? Well, I'll tell you what kind of world we live in. We live in a world that's collapsing. Our world is collapsing. And today I saw a bunch of articles and a bunch of posts on social media, and people were breathlessly warning that, oh my God, the wait time for purchasing gas turbines is now all the way to the year 2030. And I'm like, yeah, I covered that with my listeners months ago. Last year we covered that. I think it was maybe, I don't know, September or something. Remember? We were talking about that. I was talking about the power grid. I was talking about the transformers. You can't get them because they're all out of stock. Remember that? I talk about the gas turbines. You can't get them because the wait time is, actually, it's up to 10 years out for some of the larger gas turbines. So that's all the way to 2036, roughly, at the moment. Anyway, apparently, sort of the mainstream people just now figured this out. Like, oh my God, gas turbines. Like, me and my crew, we've been taking action. We've been planning for that for a long time here, like more than 6 months. So, you know, you try to warn people, you try to help people in good faith, like, get ready, this stuff is coming. And then, you know, half of the mainstream people are like, oh, you're just a doomer. Just stop being a doomer. I don't want to hear doom. I want to hear inspiration. Right? Okay, you want inspiration? Gas turbines can appear magically. Shazam! How's that for enthusiasm and optimism? Yeah, the problem is it's not real. But, hey, you know, to the average person out there, you can live in a dream world for as long as you want. You can even pretend that fuel prices are dropping, when what actually happened all across America, perhaps you have noticed this as well, is that in the last day or two, prices went up like 70 cents a gallon, 80 cents a gallon, 90 cents a gallon. But there's still some people like, it's so low. It's only $2. It's like, are you dyslexic and you read the fives backwards? Because that's a five. That's not a two. I'm sorry to make fun of your learning disabilities, but gas is over $5 in a lot of places. So if we can't read integers, we're in trouble as a nation. So we're actually living in the collapse of Western civilization. Oh, by the way, happy Mother's Day. I don't mean that satirically. I mean that genuinely. Happy Mother's Day. At least we can celebrate the fact that we all have moms, right? We all have moms. Maybe they're not all with us at the moment, but they were with us, and even if they're gone, their spirits are with us. So happy Mother's Day. I did just want to say that, especially to all of you listening who are moms. Thank you. Thank you for being the moms and for saving your kids' life like 1,000 times when they were toddlers and were face planting, diving off the concrete stairs or whatever. You stuck your arm out, shoo, I caught you. Just save your teeth, you know? Thank you, moms, for being super moms and making it all work. That's amazing. So as part of the demonstration of the collapse of civilization, you're not even going to believe this, but it's true. Remember I said when the war with Iran started, I told my staff at our store, healthrangerstore.com, I said, you know, you need to go out there and like order all the food you can, all the food that we sell, I mean, everything. And, you know, of course, it's all organic, it's certified organic, and then we do the lab testing on top of that. And I said, fill this warehouse. Those were my words. Fill this warehouse with as much food as you can buy of all the things we sell in the Ranger buckets and the freeze-dried cans and everything. So they said, okay. And then they came back, I don't know, it was like 10 days later, like, good news, we've been able to order the food. I'm like, oh, thank God. We're able to order the food because the rest of the world hasn't figured this out yet. Because, you know, 3 months later, they're going to say, there's no food left in the food supply, you know. But just like they only figured out the gas turbine shortage just now, you know. So it actually pays to be ahead of the curve, to realize things sooner rather than later. So we ordered the food, and the orders went in, and it's awesome. And 2 days ago, a big truck rolls in to the dock, you know, the loading dock at the warehouse, and out comes, I think it was 20 pallets of a particular food. I'm not even going to say what it is because it doesn't matter. But it's something that we sell. So 20 pallets of this rollout, right? And so each pallet is like at least 3,000 pounds. So that's at least 60,000 pounds of this one crop, certified organic, you know, in the bags, ready for us to test, ready for us to start, you know, packaging if it passes our test, because, you know, we do the testing and everything. So we open up packages when we receive them. We have a very precise process for this because I don't know if you know this, but we are GMP compliant. That's good manufacturing practices. We have all the GMP audits and everything. And man, oh, it's a lot of paperwork. It's a step-by-step scrutiny. Everything is tracked. Everything is written down. Everything has a, you know, a punch in, a punch out, a time received, a time left, whose initials, who did that, what. Oh my God. So we have a very specific written procedure for everything about how we handle food, which also the FDA requires that too, by the way. But anyway, we're GMP compliant. So the food comes in, goes into quarantine. That's normal. It all goes into quarantine. And then our lab techs go in there and they start doing the sampling, which itself is a kind of a special process because you have to take more samples if you have more pallets, obviously. And you have to kind of, there's a way to randomize the samples. Like you don't take all the samples from the top of the pallet. Sometimes you take them from the bottom or the middle or the top or the sides or what, like you got, there's a way to get a more reliable, you know, cross section of what this is. Okay. So that's all written down as well in case you're curious. So then I hear from my lab techs and they say, Hey Mike, we're not sure what to do with this. I'm like, what are you talking about? What's going on? I said, well, there's you know, these bags that just came in, there's a bunch of, rocks in there. Like, what do you mean rocks? What are you talking about? No, you mean crops, right? You mean crop? No, there is the crop, And then mixed in with the crop, there's a bunch of rocks. I'm like, what are you talking about? Boulders? Like gravel? What are you? No. Like smaller rock, like pebbles, like pea gravel. Well, actually, I came up with that term for them because they were describing pea gravel. So, okay, so this is like pea gravel. Yep. I'm like, well, so that's a problem. So obviously, move that bag to another quarantine. We can't sell that bag. Mark that down. You know, do the paperwork, blah, blah, blah. But importantly, I want you to just start opening every pallet. And I want you to see if there's more rocks in the crops. And so they did. And, you know, that took like a whole day. So the next day they come back to me and they say, Mike, there's rocks in all of it. It's all filled with rocks. Like, holy crap. Somebody shipped us rocks with the crops. And it's certified organic. And I'm like, are these organic rocks too? So it turns out that for this particular crop, obviously, there's a problem and we can't sell that. And so we talked to the vendor, you know, our source for this crop, who we've purchased from many times before, and they've never had a problem like this. And they said, what do you mean there's rocks? And then we had to walk them through the whole story. There's rocks in there. It's like, this is how they're going to, you know, this is how they meet the weight requirements. It's like, it's a 50-pound bag. It's like 20 pounds of crop and 30 pounds of rocks, you know? So, oh, that's how. Well, anyway, the vendor, they did the right thing. And they said, so this is a catastrophic problem. We are going to pay to have all those pallets shipped back to us. And we said, no problem. You send the truck, we'll have the forklift ready. We're gonna tape up the bags that we opened. We're gonna save a little sample. So, you know, for our proof and everything, our evidence, but you take it all back. And they agreed to do that. Now that truck hasn't shown up yet. So I don't know, it's gonna take a couple of days for that truck to show up. But in the meantime, we don't have the crop, right? So now we have to reorder the crop. And I'm thinking, holy crap, we're 60 days into the war now. Or really, we're in the third month at this moment, as of, you know, yesterday. We're in the third month of this war. Now, more people are figuring out that there's going to be food shortages. And is that why we got shipped a bunch of rocks anyway? Because they're already scraping the bottom of the fields or something? It's like they're just scooping up, like, leftover stuff. It's organic with the rocks and just shipping that, because that's not going to fly with us, because we look at it, you know, we test it, we examine it. Like, we're not just going to rebag it and just ship it out to you so you can, like, break your teeth on pea gravel. That's not going to fly. So now I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this crop, you know, clean, usable, edible. But this is a demonstration of what I'm talking about. Everything's collapsing. Everything's collapsing. And I guess I prematurely celebrated, like, we got the food, yay, you know? And it shows up. It's a bag of rocks, which might as well be a bag of dicks. I mean, I can't sell a bag of rocks or a bag of dicks. I need bags of food, you know? And now that's getting compromised. So I have a feeling this is going to get worse. Thank God we test everything, you know? Thank God. Imagine what kind of food you're going to get in 2026, later in the year, and 2027, when, like, all the good stuff is gone, and then the food manufacturers are out there scraping the bottom of the bins or whatever, like, picking up, you know, like wheat berries from 2023. Like, just blend them in. No one will notice. It's pancake mix, you know, just blend them all in. And, you know, all the processed food is the worst. It's like a sausage factory. Who knows what goes in there? Just blend it up and add some food coloring, you know, it'll look like strawberry sauce or whatever. You know, the more processed the food, the more crazy it gets in terms of the ingredients they're going to put in. But this is all indicative of our world today. And it's like I said before, I honestly don't know how much longer we're going to be able to get food that we can sell. And this is just an example of that. So, wow, wow. So the good news is right now we have food, and it doesn't have rocks in it because we rejected that. We have food right now at our store, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day, because we have a Mother's Day sale that begins today at 11 a.m. Central. Possibly by the time you hear this, it's already begun. So just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. We have quite a few specials, actually. We have some items back in stock. We have a few items that are never coming back in stock, but we still have inventory right now until they're gone, because there are issues with the supply chain, that's for sure. We have third-party vendors with some sale items and things like that, even like Berkey water filters and so much more. So yeah, we're trying to do our part to bring you clean, reliable, rock-free food. I don't want you to send me your dental bills. You know, it's like, one bite and my crown came off. Well, you're no longer the king, I guess. No, we don't want people to break their teeth on our food. So yes, we test everything. So anyway, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. Take advantage of that while we have it working. But the overall message here today is, I know that you agree with me that we are ahead of the curve of what's coming, and the situation that is unfolding is, it's going to be truly catastrophic. And worse for other countries than for us, by the way. But even for Americans or wherever you're listening from, hello to the Canadians, hello to those of you in Hong Kong and the UK and everywhere you are, New Zealand, Australia. But we are the ones who are better off, actually, compared to the countries I mentioned the other day, Sudan and Ethiopia and Bangladesh and India and Egypt and Yemen and so on, right? Going to be some serious starvation in those countries. And here we are on the third month of this conflict, and the Strait of Hormuz is still not open. Still not open. And there's a whole new acronym for that, and it's called NACHO. And I heard this from Clayton over at Redacted. You know how taco means Trump always chickens out? Well, there's a new one, NACHO. N-A-C-H-O. It means never again can Hormuz open. So we went from taco to nacho. And I guess we're going to get next, like nachos with cheese. Nacho Supreme. Or something like that. And because the Hormuz Strait, here we are, still closed. We're over 2 months into this. And we've pretty much emptied out the seaborne oil. You know, the oil and the natural gas and the helium that was on the ships that were on the way. Those ships already arrived at their destinations, and they offloaded all the molecules that they were carrying. And now those ships, of course, can't get back into the strait because of the war, and the ships that are stuck in the Persian Gulf, it's thousands of them, they can't get out. And so now, not only are we in a strangulation crisis for hydrocarbons, but even if the strait opens tomorrow, we're like 2 or 3 months of a lag time now before new molecules get offloaded at destinations like China or Taiwan or Japan or Korea or wherever. So this is at minimum now, because we're 2 months into this, this is at minimum a 4 month crisis, even if it starts back up tomorrow. Because again, it's going to take roughly 2 months for things to, you know, for hydrocarbons to get delivered again. So we're in a four-month crisis, and then according to, was it Bloomberg or Wall Street Journal, somebody reported that Trump had advised his staff, informed them to hunker down for a very long duration closure of the Strait of Hormuz. That is, Trump is planning for a multi-month closure. What does that mean? It means we could be rolling into September with the whole thing still closed. We could get 6 or 7 or 8 months of closure. Frankly, you know, because of NACHO, we could get, it could be closed for the rest of the year. If that happens, there's only one explanation, which is that it's a deliberate, you know, controlled demolition of civilization. It's a controlled demolition of the infrastructure that keeps humans alive. And I actually believe that is the case. As I've said before, this is a depopulation agenda. And they want to kill off billions of human beings through whatever, starvation, war, revolution, you know, radiation, dirty bombs, whatever means it takes. The globalists want to kill off billions of people. I think Trump is actually being told, keep it closed. Keep it closed. Basically, nacho straight. Get your hands off the straight. Nacho straight. Just a little wordplay on the word nacho right there. And this is all deliberate. And so the only people who are going to be able to survive this will be, you know, the wealthier nations who can afford to pay a lot more for food. But then can you get it? As we found out, sometimes you order 20 pallets of food, you get 20 pallets of rocks. That is, well, I know some of the oat milk companies or the soy milk companies or what they would take those rocks and grind them up and add them to the oat milk and call it calcium, you know, because that's what's in them, calcium carbonate, by the way. Like, literally, I'm not making that up. They just take limestone rocks and grind them up and put them in the oat milk. Oh, yeah. But we don't do that. So you'll be better off than most people. You listening to this, I'll be better off than most people. And you and I both want to help as many people as we can. But how do you help starving people in Bangladesh? How do you help starving people in Yemen if you wanted to, or in India or Egypt? You know, what do you do? You know you can't just send money. There's going to be a lot of fundraisers, a lot of, like, you know, food aid concerts. Let me give you a hint. They're all scams, folks. Those things are all scams. Look at the fundraisers from the California fires. Was that last year or the year before? All scams. None of that money went to the people. It never does. You know, the concert organizers, they pocket all the cash. It all vanishes. They pay themselves salaries and they pay their contractors, which happens to be, you know, like their brother-in-law or whatever. All the money vanishes. Nothing goes to the starving people. So you know you can't just donate money. That's not going to work. There's very few groups in the world that can be trusted with money. There is one group. Oh, I forgot the name of them, but I've donated to them before. It's a group of Buddhists, headquartered, I think, out of Taiwan. I trust that group because they're Buddhists, you know. Like, they don't really have an agenda other than ending suffering. So I trust that group, but I don't trust, you know, the Red Cross. I don't trust the whatever, the food aid groups. So then the other option is, well, could you send food? Are you kidding me? How could you send food to Bangladesh, even if you shipped it to Bangladesh? Yeah, somebody's going to take it. Somebody in the Bangladesh customs office or the Bangladeshi government or whatever. Or what is it? Is it Bengali? Is that what their language is called? The Bengali authorities are going to take, you know, your food, and it's never going to get to the destination, even if you knew somebody in Bangladesh. I don't think that's the right name for their language, but whatever. I don't know. How do you help people who are starving? And the honest answer is that we probably can't. We probably can't. And that's all by design. It's, in fact, a lot of Americans and Westerners are going to be just trying to survive themselves. How do we survive? Well, you know the answer to that. Grow your own food, you know, learn sprouting, right? Have some stored food, some backup supplies, and grow your own food with the heirloom seeds, etc. Oh, by the way, we have the Ark seeds on sale during the Mother's Day sale. HealthRangerStore.com/Mother's Day. Get yourself some seeds. And then grow your crops and save the seeds and hand out the seeds to your neighbors. Here, have 100,000 lettuce seeds. They all fit in a thimble, you know. Here, you got to try to spread the love and spread the joy and help other people survive, because that's the only way. That's the only way anybody's going to make it. The system's trying to kill us off. That much is clear. So, I promise not to ship you rocks, by the way. Guaranteed pesticide free. No glyphosate on them gravel peas. Can you imagine? It's like, oh my God. I can't get over. I'm sorry. I'm just going to wrap this up before I get too carried away, but thank you for listening, and I'm just praying for you and me and all of us to make it through whatever's happening, because this mass psychosis, mental illness is running amok everywhere, and competency is completely gone, especially from the government at this point, but also from corporations and universities and everything. It's insane. It's insane. In America, we graduate all these wokesters who can't do math, you know? And then in China, they're graduating all these engineers who are just geniuses at physics and math and engineering and chemistry and artificial intelligence and everything. And then, you know, you look at our schools in California, even in college, you know, they come into college in their freshman year, and you're like, you can't do fifth grade math. They're like, what? But they also can't read, so they don't even know what you mean if you write it down. So we have some existential problems in America and in much of Western civilization, that's for sure. We're trying to fight against it every day with education and knowledge. So, hey, one of the ways I do that is by offering the free platform, brightlearn.ai. So spread the word. Help me get the word out. Tell people about it. Free books. Oh, and did I tell you? You can now create free books of 5 chapters. Used to be 3 chapters. I increased it to 5. So now you can create a 5-chapter book without using any token or anything. There's no payment. You don't have to, there's no credit card, no crypto, nothing. You just put in your email address and you put in the book that you want, and it creates it for you. Completely free, 5 chapters. Go to town with that. Have fun with that one. And then if your book gets enough views, it'll get translated into Spanish automatically. But that's based on the popularity of the book. So if you want your book to get translated into Spanish, then all you got to do... Oh, and also if you want an audiobook created, because that's based on popularity, all you got to do is tell a bunch of people about your book on brightlearn.ai. Share the page for your book, which is actually at books.brightlearn.ai. If you share your page and it gets even just a few hundred views, then it's going to get translated into Spanish automatically. And it's going to have an audiobook automatically. That's just how it works. So all you got to do is get a few hundred views for your book. So, yeah, have fun with that. Enjoy. Might as well, until we all have to eat rocks or something. Woo! It's the weight loss diet of the century. I feel so full, and it's crunchy in milk, you know? Calorie-free. Diet rocks. They did used to sell a candy called Pop Rocks. Some of you may recall that. Pop Rocks. You put them in your mouth, and then they sizzle. Yeah. We had fun with those when we were in grade school, but they weren't really rocks. Now we're getting shipped really rocks. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Take care. On this year's Mother's Day, celebrate mom, and we've helped you do that with some amazing specials and some gifts and some really interesting new products, all available from healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. So just type that into your browser URL, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. It will take you to this page right here. It begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and runs through May the 4th at 11 a.m. And here's what you can do. First of all, when you purchase $129 or more, you're going to get this free gift of our 5G defense. This is a really potent, amazing product, high density. You want to stock up on that because of how it helps your body naturally respond to peroxynitrite production. You can do some research on that. And if you spend $199 or more, then you also get this organic pumpkin spice oat latte, which is, that's a fan favorite. This is really amazing. It's kind of like, people think of it as almost like a
a clean, organic eggnog type of mix. But of course, with everything real, everything high density nutrition, certified organic and laboratory tested. In addition to that, we have several products back in stock. We've got our tart cherry probiotics, our brown flax seed, and our ginger immune support. These are stick packs that can be mixed with water or other beverages to make delicious drinks. And then we've got doorbusters, just limited quantities of these that are available. We've got our, for example, our hydrate elementals with organic coconut water and Aquamen. That's very popular, especially if you're active, you know, for athletes or anybody working out. Organic lucuma powder, our organic butter powder that has also been recently tested for dioxins, in addition to the other things we test. We've got our, oh, very delicious creamy tomato instant soup. People love that. And plus other products here, freeze-dried mangoes like candy. Everybody loves that. We've got the clean chlorella powder, an extra 40% off right now. These are pretty amazing prices. And then we have a new line of our essential oil blends called Vital Guard. And I'm going to talk about these separately, but it's amazing. The spray, if you spray it on your pillow before you go to sleep at night, you're going to feel like you're in a luxury resort. You know, the blend of oils here is historical. It's even, you know, biblical oils that are known and have a reputation of offering protective properties. It's really amazing. It's called Vital Guard. That's brand new from our store. You're going to love those blends. I love them myself. Then we have exclusive offers from our third-party vendors, including water filter companies. We've got the seed kits here that are very popular right now from ARC. Good time to start planting food in the Northern Hemisphere, and you know, because of what's happening with fertilizer, etc. We've got our Elk Antler Velvet Gold from Daniel Vitalis, his company. The saunas, you know, so much more. Check all these products out. Again, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day to see all of these third-party vendor products. Here's the Triad Air, and there's the Big Berkey Stainless Steel, the Terra Quant Portable Cold Laser, etc. And then on top of that, we've got some, depending on the day, we've got some special collections that are hand-selected for you. The first day being beauty and self-care and glow essentials right here. A lot of those available, including our collagen. And here's the Colloidal Silver Mouthwash. I use this every morning. It's really wonderful. Tooth salt and so on. There's so much more. I can't go through it all. I'm only halfway down the page. So we have a lot of specials, some free gifts, and then some offers from our third-party vendors that will really save you a bundle. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And remember that it begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and it goes through May 4th at 11 a.m. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I hope that you take advantage of this, given the way prices are going right now with supply chains and, you know, the fertilizer shortage and the energy shortage. Prices will never have these this low again, probably on any of these products. That's our world, folks. That's our world. So thank you for supporting us, and happy Mother's Day. And we hope you enjoy these ultra clean, lab tested, beneficial products. Thanks for your support. Happy Mother's Day. Take care.